right?
Yeah. They would make those things up? One that would go around?
Well, some people might have, but I never did have one little thing.
Yeah.
I never did even have a bicycle. I never did have a bicycle. Let me tell you something. My father, I don't see how in the world I remember so much. But way back on when I was a young fella, we had moved up here, and I'd got to be a young man long in those days. I was about 17, 18 years old. Out at Valula, at the Baptist church there close to our house, there was a preacher there from down at Morgan, Georgia. His name was Hugh, and he was preaching down there. But Hugh Dozier was crazy about Charlotte. That was Mr. Patterson's daughter. So Hugh Dozier had lunch at our house that day. My daddy, if he ever heard anything one time, he never did forget it. He said, "Hugh, I'd go to see that girl and I'd tell her what I come for. Said I'd say, Charlotte, dear beloved and kind miss, I am emboldened to lay over to you the present state of my feeling. Says, being so convinced of your amiable sense and noted disposition. Then he said, I'd say, Charlotte, the great love I have for you increases daily. The more I see you, the more disposed and determined I am in offering you my hand. Charlotte, there's an eloquence of your conversation that always proves that I'm unworthy when I'm in your company. Now, darling, will you?" Well, sir, meeting broke up that night.
You mean he actually said that to the
guy? Yeah, that's right. And
that's about it.
Meeting broke up that night. And the next morning, about 9 o'clock, you come riding up at the house. Got out, tied his old horse. Come to the door, said, "Miss, could you tell me where I can find Mr. Said, "Yes, Hugh," says, "he only is right on in front of Mr. Taylor Roberts, up that road that's about 100 yards above the house." And he went up there and he tied his old horse. He walked out in the field and he had a $5 bill in his hand. Says, "I don't know what you told me to tell that lady, but says, you write it down, says, here's a $5 bill I give you." Well, I've had more fun with that than a little. And very often, for instance, I was up at my daughter's place in Columbus here a while back, and she had two mighty pretty girls working in there. And one of the girls was singing. And I asked her what her name was. She told me, and Mary Elizabeth. And I shot that line.
Yeah.
I shot that line to that girl.
What was her name?
Mary Elizabeth. Something, I don't know. And I shot that line to that gal. Well, sir, she just stood there. Said, "Mr. Moss, I tell you, said, I never had a man that had a line like that in my life. Said, I never heard nothing like that." I said, "Honey, you had the wrong man to come along. When I ought to come along." So anyway, I've been back there a time or two, and every time I see that girl, she said, "Mr. What is that you told me you was gonna you'd say to me?" And she laughed. Well, another time, used to hear people's names, and
How did you meet your wife? You mind telling me?
I met her. She was living.